Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio. This is hour three of our four-hour draft preview show. Last week we did hours one and two. This week we're going to do hours three and four. But don't worry, we're going to combine all 4 hours together in the upcoming weeks. So you're going to get 4 hours of jam-packed draft talk. So for the next six segments, we're going to talk to Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for Hockey Prospect. And we're going to break down their top 30 overall list and talk to Mark about why they have players in certain spots. Him and his crew have done a great job scouting and scouring the landscape this season, and I saw all their scouts all over the place this year, which is why we like to have them on. We know that they're in the ranks. So, Mark, thanks for coming on our show again and doing the draft show. We're really excited to talk to you about your guys' top 30.
Yeah, it's always fun, and we're just a few weeks away, so it's that time of year again.
Absolutely. So let's get right at it. So we're going to count down from 30 to 1. So I'm just taking a look at your new top 30 list and your black book as well. And at number 30, you have Logan Stanley, the big, massive defenseman out of Windsor. And yeah, I know you and I had conversations about Logan, and your thoughts were that he was the most improved player that you've seen this the entire year. Every month he seemed to get better and better. And was that one of the main reasons why you guys had to put him in your top 30? Is that not only just his projection of where he's going to be as a potential NHL player, but because of that type of improvement?
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to the preseason, he wasn't even in our top 50. So, I mean, that lends to the idea that we thought he was one of the most improved players. He actually fell a little bit here. Like you did in Grand Forks, thought he was just okay, and my last few viewings of him, I thought he was just okay. But when you put the whole package of the season together, he stuck into that top 30. The skating's better, the confidence with the puck is better. He's much better at making that first pass, and he made a lot less mistakes overall this year than he has in the past. So, I mean, you look at the 6'7" 225, projects a real, you know, stay-at-home D. He's not, I don't think, going to produce big points at the NHL level. I had one scout tell me that he projected himself as a power play guy at the NHL in one of his combine interviews, but I really just don't see that happening.
I think all guys say that, Mark, but I agree with you about him. But I guess the bigger question I have for you is, when you have a guy of that size, even though his skating is good, does it take a while for the whole package to sort of really get put together? Like, this is a guy that probably is a good amount of years away, right?
I would think so. But, you know, we've seen the progress from his OHL draft year, where I really wasn't that big a fan, and he's, you know, got on our radar here and made me a fan based on his improvement from that OHL draft year, from minor midget and through his first year in the OHL. And he's going to have to keep progressing and getting better, not just stagnate at where he's at right now.
Well, at number 29, Mark, this is where you have Vitaly Abramov, the slick winger out of Gatineau in the queue. And what were the main reasons why you and your group, especially the guys out in the queue, thought he was worthy of being at number 29 in the first round?
Yeah, this is a kid that Jerome, or a guy in Montreal, really liked and pushed hard for the top 30. I saw him early on in the season and didn't get back to see him again other than a few viewings on tape. So this was really driven by Jerome, who was passionate about pushing for him to get in the top 30. Great speed, hockey IQ. We also, I should mention too, we also had Justin and Spruill, our rookie scout in Ottawa, who obviously made it over to Gatineau a lot and also pushed for him. But great speed and hockey IQ, creates a lot of offense. Has a good mobility to get out of those tight areas, quick acceleration. He'll separate himself, quick and accurate, at least with a shot. And I thought he handles the puck at top speed well, and he was good at anticipating how plays develop. So the defensive game was still a work in progress. But when you look at the package, even though he's not a huge kid, he's one of the more dynamic offensive players available in the draft, and he comes in at 29.
Yeah, I really do like his acceleration, and I like his confidence on and off the ice, Mark. He's a really he's a personable guy. He really is.
Yeah, I got good reviews on him from scouts I talked to about his combine interviews. They liked him. They said he was a funny kid and had a lot of personality.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. This is Hour 3 of our 2016 NHL Draft Preview Show. We're reviewing HockeyProspect.com's top 30 overall list with their director of scouting, Mark Edwards. And we're moving up from 30 up, and we're at number 28. And this is where you guys have Tage Thompson from the University of Connecticut, big, massive kid, over 6'5". And Mark, what were the reasons why you had him at 28? Is it because of the potential upside of having a guy that big and that skilled?
Yeah, I think when you're 6'5", and his commitment to the defensive game as well as his ability on the power play, I mean, listen, there was a lot of players to consider between, say, the 22 spot and up. You know, there's probably 18, 19 players we could have considered for those mm-hmm. eight spots to get into the first round. So this is just one of the guys that was under consideration and obviously eventually made his way in here. But he impressed me early in the season. And then, you know, he joined the Huskies. But he's got the soft hands, that huge frame of soft hands, as I mentioned. Posted the bulk of his numbers on the power play. But a real commitment to the defensive game. Even played some defense on the penalty kill. His shooting ability is what he really flashed, and it kind of carried him. But he played solid down low, and just overall plays good below the hash marks. And the understanding of defensive hockey is kind of shows he's a bit of a mature player. And at the end of the day, you're projecting some upside here that he continues to progress the way he did this year, because he was another player that was a big improver.
Yeah, you have to like the fact that his dad played. He said he projects himself at 220, and he plays in Hockey East. He's going to play against top talent.
Yeah, it's one of the interesting things I like about Tage, and I agree with you, Russ. And I'm looking forward to seeing who picks him and how he progresses. At number 27, as we move along, Mark, this is where you guys have Brett Howden. And he's a player that I personally like as well, and I think he has the versatility to play all over a lineup and is just dependable and has that type of work ethic. What were some of the attributes that appeal to you guys as a scouting group about Brett Howden?
Yeah, he's a kid that was on our list early and moved off the list and then kind of played his way back onto it. Again, there's a lot of players that were in the boat. They were candidates to sneak into that end of the top 30. The younger brother of Quinton, he doesn't shy away from contact, wins the majority of his races, and I thought he, for a big kid, did a good job with, some explosiveness. And he, used his combination of size and speed well. I thought he's got an underrated shot, was great at deflections and, he's providing screens in front, stick handling is strong, and he was good in the faceoff circle. So you look at those facets, everything we heard from different sources said he was a real leader, and he's shown that with what he's done in the international stage, and comes in here as a first rounder on our list at pick 27.
Mark, what do you think about his frame? It looks like he could definitely put on some weight, and like you said, he's already good at faceoffs, and I think that will just pick up his physical game a little more too.
Yeah, there's a few guys in this draft with frame around his size that are a little lean, and mm-hmm. they're going to need a little time to add the size and strength here. And, he's just one of them. But, I mean, that's not a huge concern, obviously.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. This is our 2016 NHL Draft Preview Show. Hour 3, we're talking with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, reviewing their top 30 list. And as we move towards number 1, the last player we'll talk about in this segment is at number 26, Mark. And this is where you have Dennis Cholowski, the defenseman out of Chilliwack, who I've got to see a lot. And I just really appreciate his intelligence, the way he moves the puck, and I think his upside is pretty big. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, the upside is definitely there, and he's played his way from really being a bit of an unknown into the 26th spot on our list and probably on a few lists. Big riser this year. Spoke to him at the NHL Combine. I really liked the kid. He was really self-aware of his game. We think he's a little too nice at times, and he mentioned that as an area he wanted to improve on. and he also told me that in bantam he was 5'6 and weighed about 120 pounds, which I thought was kind of interesting. Skating ability is great, skill with the puck, got a high-end hockey IQ, very mobile. He can, you know, break out the puck with both his passing game or his skating skills. He can gain the zone on his own. Not really a whole lot of glaring weaknesses other than, like we said, we'd just like to see him a little harder player, a little tougher to play against at time. Defensive side of the puck, you know, he'll close gaps quickly, uses that mobility in his active stick, and he's really good defending against speed.
Well, you know, I think he's a great potential player, and we're going to continue to count down HockeyProspect.com's top 30 list as we move to 25 and beyond. So we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We'll have more prospect talk about the draft right after these important messages.
Don't cry, don't raise your eyes, it's only teenage wasteland.
HockeyProspect.com provides extensive NHL draft coverage. HockeyProspect.com acts like a 31st NHL team. They travel the globe, scouting prospects in all the major junior leagues and in international events. Their scouts produce scouting reports which are included in their annual NHL Draft Black Book publication. HockeyProspect.com is a widely respected source for independent scouting services and draft publications. Visit HockeyProspect.com today.